3 days a week, a group of seniors gathers in Oakland to make music, exercise, create art, and play computer games. It's part of the University of Pittsburgh's Brain Exercise and Training Program, BRIGHT for short. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports the researchers behind the program say it's the first of its kind in the nation.
Jenny Doris's four music students each stand, mallets in hand, behind a marimba, which looks a little like a xylophone. They're getting one last look at the original melody they wrote before she erases it from the dry erase board and they have to play it from memory.
So take a look at it, use the contours, look at your instrument, and let's see how it goes. All right, a one, a two, a ready, and a go, and see.
Doris says it's believed that humans can recall about seven items using short-term memory.
So we use music to test that idea of, like, can we get to seven? Well, you guys did so good at seven on Monday, now you gotta go to eight. So, and they write harder melodies than I write.
Doris's students are here less to learn the marimba and more to challenge their brains. Pitt psychiatry professor James Becker helped develop the BRIGHT program.
In 1998, we met a group of individuals in Barcelona who have been really inspirational in Europe in terms of developing these kinds of programs, emphasizing non-pharmacological approaches to working with folks who are older and who have some degree of memory problems.
Non-pharmacological means without medication. Becker says research has shown that activities such as music, art, movement, and computer games are correlated with the preservation of memory and cognitive function.
We're not proposing that the activities that people will participate in are going to result in big improvements. What we are saying is that people like them who have engaged in these activities do seem to have different trajectories, different brain health than folks who don't.
After the marimba lesson, 87-year-old Sally Newman makes her way to the computer lab, where she works with a program called Smart Brain. It's asking her to put individual tasks in order to achieve a larger goal.
Going to buy shoes. I'm going to go to a shoe store if I want to buy a pair of shoes. And then look for the shoes you like. It's the second item.
Newman hasn't been diagnosed with a memory problem, but she says she still feels like she's benefiting from the BRIGHT program.
Let's put it this way. My husband thinks I'm a little sharper in analysis.
She says playing the marimba and doing yoga also help with the arthritis that makes it hard for her to move her upper body. Program director Bonnie Houlihan says people don't need to have a particular diagnosis to participate.
Anyone who thinks that they're kind of getting a little forgetful, people who are afraid maybe they have it in their family history, they have Alzheimer's or dementia, their mom had it, their aunt had it, their grandma had it, and they're worried about that, they're starting to see them slip a little bit.
66-year-old Christine Brown does have a diagnosis.
I have early onset Alzheimer's, they call it.
Despite this being her first day at BRIGHT, Brown is talkative during the artistic portion of the morning. She and the other participants drawing and collaging self-portraits talk about everything from pizza to the weather to the care they're receiving for their memory problems.
Yes, that's exactly, that's exactly where I go.
I never heard of it.
Oh, it's just wonderful. We were so lucky to find it.
Houlihan says that social aspect likely has benefits as well, because memory loss can feel really isolating.
So we've got, you know, a great group of people, and they talk and they make friends, and, you know, they've all kind of got a similar issue going on that they can commiserate about and talk about and grow from it and learn from each other as well.
Professor James Becker says in the future, they hope to use the BRIGHT program as a way to conduct research on the effects these activities have on memory loss and cognitive function. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.
We've got photos of the BRIGHT participants doing yoga and playing the marimba at our website, wesa.fm.